Greetings, traveler. As much fun as Ryan and I have with this show, we're ready to mix it up a bit, to take it to another level, to make the show more entertaining and interactive for you while maintaining our high level of travel information and travel tips. We just want to add a little je ne sais what. During that time, we're treating you to a few of the most popular shows from our vast archives. Bon appétit and buen viaje. Welcome to All Things Travel. Today, we're headed to the islands to soak up the sun and tropical vibes. The Aloha Spirit has us discussing amazing things to plan on your next Oahu vacation.
I don't know about you, Shane, but I am ready for some sun, some sand, and to hear some waves.
I can't think of anything I would enjoy more than waves or sun and sand.
At least up in the Midwest here, it gets to this time of the year in January, and you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to move on to other things. And then you realize you still have about 2 months worth of this weather left. And so I am excited to be talking about one of my favorite places, Oahu, today.
Admittedly, we had 70 degrees here in North Texas today, so I can't really complain too much about blusteriness or coldness, but we will get our wintry weather next week.
So Oahu is the island with Honolulu, with Waikiki Beach, with Diamond Head, and there's a lot to offer here. And if you go back to episode 3, yes, Shane, all the way back to episode 3, which came out when?
Was that July 15th?
July 15th, 2020. Which was
the greatest
our very first day as a podcast.
We were such young little podcasters back then.
Such podcast whippersnappers. And so that's when we started our discussion of Oahu, but specifically Aulani, which is Disney's resort and spa in the Kolina area of Honolulu, of Oahu, sorry. So today we had talked on that episode that we were going to have another episode about Oahu, and you know, what, about 30 episodes later, we're finally getting around to it, not because it's a minor topic, but because we've had so much fun talking about other things. But I'm ready to talk about Oahu today. Like usual, I want you to stay around to the end of the show because we do have a great promotion that's going on right now that's going to save you money while visiting Oahu. And it's at our favorite resort on the island. And we'll talk about that at the end. We're going to talk about Oahu kind of going in counterclockwise fashion. So we're going to talk about Honolulu. We're going to talk about the windward side of the island, the North Shore, the central Oahu, and then the leeward side was mostly covered in episode 3. So again, we won't talk much about that, but go back and take a listen to that episode. But we're going to start right at the airport in Honolulu because that's where you're going to be coming into. And do remember that for most of you coming from the United States, it's going to be a long, long flight. And the time zones will be much different. And so you want to have, I would say you want to have those first couple steps of your trip planned out. Do I know where I'm getting my rental car? Do I know how to get places? Because I don't know if you remember, Shane, from the episode 3 that we talked about. Remember, the traffic in Honolulu is a bit nutty.
Oh, yeah, I definitely remember that.
And so if you hit that at the wrong time, specifically rush hour times, you know, the traffic is hard to deal with. So you want to be prepared for that. And so you know where your rental car is, you know that you're getting places. You don't want that to kind of slap you in the face when you first get to Hawaii. Honolulu, if you kind of think of Oahu as, I almost kind of think of it as a kidney bean on its side, where the little indentation is Pearl Harbor at the bottom. It's not exactly that shape, but that's how I kind of think about it. And so Honolulu and the airport are at the bottom on the right-hand side. And so we're going to start there, and we're going to work our way counterclockwise around the island. So Honolulu is very much a city. You know, anything that you would have in a major city wherever you are, you're going to have in Honolulu. So it's going to have that different feel. It's not going to have the relaxation Hawaiian feel that you're envisioning right now. It's much more of a city, but there's definitely some great things to see here. The Aiolani Palace. There's several museums with Hawaiian art, Hawaiian history. The Punch Bowl National Cemetery is amazing to see. Ala Moana Shopping Center, which is one of the largest outdoor shopping centers in the world, is all right there in Honolulu. So even if you're going to spend the rest of your vacation kind of relaxing with that on the beach and hiking and things like that, I would recommend spending at least a day in Honolulu where you're checking all that stuff out.
So a lot of more cosmopolitan type fun and entertainment. Yeah,
absolutely. With the exception, of course, of Waikiki Beach, which, you know, if you watch Hawaii Five-0 or, you know, you think of those high rises over the beach, it's very much that way. Waikiki Beach is the hustle and the bustle. So if you kind of like that, I want to lay on the beach during the day, but I want to be close to the clubs, close to the restaurants, you know, kind of action in the evening, Waikiki Beach is going to be where you want to be. Absolutely.
Cool.
Not where I want to be when I go to Hawaii, but it's fun. It's fun to see. It's fun to spend some time there. Maybe go to a restaurant, you know, that you want to try, take a walk down Waikiki Beach just to kind of soak it in. And then I prefer to get someplace a little more relaxing, and we'll talk about some of those places today.
Sounds good.
So heading counterclockwise, then making our way up the windward side or the eastern side of the island is basically the coastal road from Honolulu to Kailua. And this is where there's going to be lots of picture perfect spots, lots of little pull-offs. And they actually have them built into the roads, places you can pull off and overlooks with beaches or things to take pictures of. It's really pretty. One of the first things you're going to hit here is Diamond Head, which Diamond Head is the large outcropping, the large mountain hill kind of thing that you see on the edge of Waikiki. And this is a place where you can stop. You can hike up. It's a very much a tourist attraction. I would say it's somewhat strenuous, but very doable. Go early, one, because of the traffic in Honolulu, but then also the crowds. The crowds do grow over the course of the day. I would say my wife and I, when we went to Diamond Head, we hit it at about the wrong time. We left our hotel way too late and got caught in that morning rush hour. So, you know, I would recommend, if you're staying over in Honolulu and then trying other parts of the island, you definitely do this at that time, or you hit it at a time where you're not going to have that morning rush hour. Go really early in the morning or even in the evening then. And so, but that's definitely something you're going to see, because you get up to the top, Shane, and you can just overlook everything. You overlook Waikiki and Honolulu. You overlook the ocean. It's an amazing place to see.
Sounds gorgeous.
The route to Kailua is definitely busier because of all these places to stop and things that people are seeing. It's a relaxing drive. It's not the hustle and bustle of city driving at all. So you're going to see things like the Halona blowhole. And again, I apologize for my pronunciation of some of these Hawaiian words. The Hanama Bay and Nature Preserve, where you can do things like snorkeling or explore the reefs. Kind of all along there where you're driving along and you can pull off and try different things. And then one of the places you're going to hit before you get to Kailua is the Sea Life Park. And this is your more traditional ocean adventure with dolphin swims, wildlife shows, kind of as interaction, kind of sea world, even though it's not to that level, but it's kind of that got those types of activities. I know the next time we go with my kids, my daughter has said specifically that she wants to go here and swim with the dolphins.
Fun.
Sure. And so we'll make a day of it where we kind of go up this side of the island and stop. And again, these places are all kind of, they're close enough together so that you can kind of just kind of meander your way, if you will.
And then you don't have to get in a rush to make your way around.
No. No. So to give you a, for instance, my wife and I were staying in Kolina, which is on the complete opposite side of the southern part of the island. We got up. I want to say we left our hotel probably about 6 a.m., made our way to Diamond Head. And again, it took a little longer because we hit that rush hour traffic right about city time. And hiked up Diamond Head, made our way up to Kailua for lunch, made our way up to the Valley of the Temples that I'm going to talk about, drove back along H3, back through Honolulu, over to Ko'olina, and we were back by mid-afternoon.
Oh, wow. Okay. So really close proximity.
It was a day, but it was not a rush day. I mean, when we were in Kailua, we stopped, we found a place for lunch, we walked around, we did some shopping. So, I mean, there is no place that's far. Now, what I will say is, you know, I lived in Vermont for several years. And so when you would look at the mileage, places didn't look like it was far, but it would always take longer because the roads are turny and you're slowing down. That's kind of how Hawaii is. You know, there'll be some times when you're on the highway, but a lot of times you're going to be twisting and turning and, you know, going slow because you want to see the places and things like that. So,
one of those drives where you have to really concentrate on the road instead of the scenery, I assume.
Unfortunately, yes. So, you know, you make your way up that, windward coast and you get to Kailua, and it's really just a classic beach town. It's got a laid back feel. There's a lot of little restaurants, a lot of little shops, some nice beaches there. So it's definitely a place you want to turn, you know, kind of, like I said, it's a good kind of stopping point for lunch and some souvenir shopping and things like that. And then the next place you get to going north of Kailua, I think was one of our coolest finds on our first trip to Oahu. And this is the Valley of the Temples. They have a cemetery with Byodo Inn, which is a replica of a 950-year-old Buddhist temple in Japan. And if you were, I don't know, if did you ever watch the TV show Lost, Shane?
Yes, loved that show.
So there were several scenes with this temple in it because obviously they did a lot of the filming in Hawaii. And so some of the scenes, I think when they were in South Korea, you know, in the temple setting, that was this temple. And it's just, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's just one of those things where you drive. Now you have to know it's there. I mean, you're not going to see it from the road necessarily. You drive into the cemetery and it's just breathtaking. You know, you just stop and you spend some time there and it's peaceful and it's a really cool find. You know, it's one of those things where when I work with folks planning Hawaiian trips or I talk to people about our trip and I talk about going to this temple, they just kind of like, I never expected to see that in Hawaii. And it's amazing.
Yeah. I've never heard of it. How far off of the, I guess the main beaten path is it?
I would say, you know, and again, I'm going off of memory here. I want to say it was only about 20 minutes north of Kailua. And it's not off the beaten path. It's you just have to know when to turn off to go to the cemetery. And that's one thing that I would say, you know, kind of talking about this loop that we're going to make here. While you can certainly use maps, I would recommend GPS on your phone because the addresses are quite unique in Hawaii. And so it's going to be harder if you're not used to it to go off of those direct addresses. So I would suggest using the GPS on your phone or the map function on your phone.
Is it street names from Hawaiian language street names?
So
hard to remember.
So there would definitely be the Hawaiian, the Hawaiian wording there, which I find a little challenging. You know, so you're going to have stuff like, 46-336 Haiku Road. So there's a little bit more numbering to it, a little more. And so you just have to be a little careful with that, I guess. Sure. I would say. Now, I'm going to recommend a book here at the end of the show that I think everyone should get when they go to Oahu. And this is certainly helpful, but I found that you needed to have both the map app and the book at your disposal. And then I would say from there, from just south of the Valley of the Temple, so you're going back a little bit to the highway exchange. If you're going back to Honolulu, I would highly, highly, highly recommend taking H3 back. you are going to go through some of the most magnificent. And I think this road has actually been voted one of the most beautiful roads in the United States. This section of road, you are on this elevated highway over the valley, and it's just this lush, lush green. And then at one part, you're going through the tunnel in a mountain. And, you know, you come out on the other side and it's like a completely different vantage point. And so if the, you know, you go in and it's shaded and then it's completely sunny, or it was completely sunny and then you go through and it's raining, you know, so it's just a magnificent drive back to Honolulu.
Oh, wow. Sounds gorgeous.
But let's, instead of doing that, let's continue counterclockwise up from Kailua and the Valley of the Temples to the North Shore, which I think is one of my favorite places on Oahu. And this is surfing capital of Hawaii, if not the world.
Did you hit any of those big waves yourself, right?
I did not, but I watched a lot of people. And one thing I wrote in the notes here is the North Shore is not where you're going to learn to surf. You're going to learn to surf on the beaches of Waikiki, or you're going to do, you know, some sort of body surfing. Mm-hmm. The North Shore is for people who really know how to surf. And then in fact, you know, in the wintertime, the population of the North Shore actually doubles because December is peak surfing time. Oh, cool. And so that's where you go. And the times that I've been to Oahu, it's fun just to drive up there, especially in the weekends, and just kind of check out the different beaches, and you'll see people surfing, and you go watch them for a while, then you drive up and check out another beach. And it's a really cool laid back place. Before we get to the surfing area proper, as we're making our way north, still kind of on the windward side, we're going to hit, Kualoa Ranch and private nature preserve. And this is a tourist hotspot. And there are anything from ATV trips to secret beach trips to actually movie locations. So Jurassic Park, Lost, Hawaii 5-0, some of those shows were filmed here. And so they actually have locations and different things like that. So in Jurassic Park, in the very first one, that big expansive plains where they watched mm-hmm. the dinosaurs run across was done at this range here. And wow. So they have different tours. I think they even do your favorite. I think they do zip lining, different things like that here. So this is definitely, if you're on that side of the island and you want to do some tourist stuff, this is where it's at. And then as you're heading north, probably the last place you're going to hit till you get the northern tip is the Polynesian Cultural Center. And this is kind of like, I've kind of heard it described as the Epcot of the Polynesian cultures. So it's kind of like there's these different areas, kind of each Polynesian culture has their different area in the cultural center. And so you kind of go and spend time with the Tonga group, and then you go and spend time with the Hawaiian group, and then you go spend time with the Maori group. And you kind of learn about each of their specific cultures, their folklore, what's important to that group. And so you learn about each of these Polynesian cultures. And then in the evening, it has one of the most coveted luaus on the island.
Sounds fun.
The only thing I would say about going to the PCC or the Polynesian Cultural Center for the luau is you do want to remember that you are, unless you're staying up in the North Shore, you're pretty far from where you're staying. Even if you're staying down in Kailua, you know, it's going to be a decent drive back south after that show. So just something to keep in mind.
And is the Polynesian Cultural Center, is that something you would do in a day, or that you would need a few days for?
No. I think that's certainly something you could do in a day.
In a day.
I don't know. You would not do everything that I've talked about so far in one day.
Gotcha.
But you could certainly do that in a day. And then we're at the northern tip of the island. So we're kind of heading back down now counterclockwise. And at the very northern tip of the island, a place that you might have heard about is the Turtle Bay Resort. And again, this has been made famous in movies. And so a real nice place to stay if you kind of want to be out of the way of the hustle and bustle of Waikiki, or go to Waikiki for a few days and then spend a few days at a place like Turtle Bay.
So quiet, out of the way.
Yeah.
Not a lot of, okay.
A big attraction then as we move our way down the island, going counterclockwise, is Waimea Valley. And one of the things that's a big attraction here is they have a huge botanical garden. And on my last trip, when we took my parents, we actually spent some time here. And you can walk through, and there's different trails with the botanical gardens. And I don't know about you, Shane, but being a guy from Indiana, I don't see the type of foliage and the landscape that I see in Hawaii. I mean, that's the thing that I take away from going to Hawaii, is it's a jaw-dropping thing, you know, just because everything looks so different. And so you're going to take time to literally smell the flowers. You're going to take pictures. You're going to check everything out. And one of the things that you can do, and I highly recommend this, is further back along the trails, you can actually get in one of the waterfalls, and you do have to wear a life jacket. This is a tourist location, so they're a little more structured with their rules and regulations. But you can get in, you can swim around the waterfalls. This is a great place for pictures and just to kind of soak that Hawaiian culture in.
And is this a bit of a hike to get?
Yeah,
palace.
I would say, I want to say the last time we went, it was about a 20-minute hike to get back there. But again, it's
not too bad.
You're kind of, it's not hard. It's not a strenuous hike. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasant hike because you're in the botanical gardens while you're doing it. And one of the things that you can do is, if you want to just go back to the waterfalls, you can, there is a tram service that takes you there.
Wow.
And then outside of the Waimea Valley is Waimea Bay. And I would say, if you're looking for kind of a large beach to hang out on, this would be one of the largest beaches on the North Shore. It's a huge bay, large, expansive beach, but you're still going to have those strong waves. You're still going to get that kind of sense of the North Shore. I would say this is one of the more manicured beaches, too. Some of these beaches along the North Shore are a little rugged, rocky. You're definitely going to want to have water shoes when you go up to this area of Hawaii. And I would say Hawaii in general, unless you're in Waikiki, you're going to want to have water shoes. But this would certainly be a place to stop, kind of check it out. And then also up here, you know, me being a foodie, I got to do a plug for this. Ted's Bakery is kind of a cult favorite when it comes to, chocolate haupia pie or chocolate coconut pie. And the first time I went to Hawaii, I'm kind of like, whatever, you know, it's a place that everybody says to stop. The second time we went, we stopped. Oh man, I'm glad we stopped.
So tell me about this pie.
It was so good. So it is, have you had chocolate cream pie before?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's chocolate cream pie with a coconut flavor. It's also got kind of a coconut cream in it. It's just really, really good.
Yeah, I was looking at some pictures. It looks like there's a nice, maybe a banana cream pie.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say, you know, when we went to Hawaii the first time, I like coconut, but to me, coconut is kind of the flaked coconut, you know, stuff.
Right, right.
And that's not how it's used in Hawaii at all. So oftentimes when I think of coconut, I think of like the shredded coconut. And that's not how this is in Hawaii at all. It's cream, or it's kind of a custard. It's so good. I mean, it's so good. And this pie, it's worth the stop. Even if there's a line, and there probably will be a line, it is really worth the stop. Yep. Make it happen. absolutely. Absolutely. And then, like I said, there's a lot of little beaches along the way here to stop, watch surfing. This is a great place along this stretch of the North Shore, kind of known as the Banzai Pipeline here, where you can stop and have a snack, have a picnic, just kind of relax. It's a great area. And then you get to Haliva. And Haliva is the largest town in the North Shore. Lots of little shops. It's also known for shrimp trucks, and it's also known for Masamoto's shave ice. Masamoto's has a large following, which unfortunately means when you go there, it also has a long line. I would say, you know what? There's other shave ice places in Haleiwa, and I may lose my Hawaiian tourist card for saying this. They're mighty fine. You don't have to worry if you don't want to have the Matsumoto T-shirt that goes along with your shave ice. You can find shave ice other places.
Fine, just as good as okay. But not the same with Ted's Bakery. Ted's Bakery.
No. And where I will fight you is when it comes to the shrimp trucks. So my shrimp truck of choice is Giovanni's.
Okay. So what is a shrimp truck? I don't think I've heard of a shrimp truck.
So in Hawaii, there's what's called this plate lunch culture, where it's kind of a scoop of rice, a scoop of macaroni and cheese, macaroni salad. Mm-hmm. And some sort of protein, usually like hamburger or different things like this, kind of all mixed together. Well, they do a version of that with the shrimp trucks. And so these are food trucks. My favorite is Giovanni's. And when you go here, I always get the shrimp scampi. And this is a dozen shrimp marinated in olive oil, garlic, lemon butter, and it's served on two scoops of rice. And, it also has a garlic lemon butter kind of drizzle over top with caramelized chunks of garlic. And then I also get this. I always get a scoop of the macaroni salad, which is unbelievable. And I always get hot sauce on the side. And I remember taking my dad and he's like, oh, I don't know. That seems like a lot of food. Maybe we should share it. Well, first of all, Brian doesn't share food. And second of all, I knew what this plate of food was going to be like. And so I had a plate and then him and my son shared a plate and he was blown away. It's just just this garlic butter bomb in your mouth.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, it is. It is unbelievably good.
And it's a shrimp truck. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I would not drive there every day, but I would drive there every day. And Giovanni's has a cool thing where people write their names on the truck. So, you know, I've got a place where I've written my name. So the next time I go back, I can circle it or point it out or things like that. And it's the epitome for me of the island culture. It's laid back. It's good food. It's good hospitality. It's a way to celebrate that. Gosh darn it, I'm in Hawaii and I'm eating this awesome shrimp and it's a flavor bomb and it's so good.
And so a food truck, is it always in the same spot or is there a schedule of where it's going to be? Okay.
So they have several trucks, but there's always one truck that's outside of Haleiwa. So you always know where that one's going to be. And there are several other shrimp trucks. And in this particular spot, I think there was about four or five different food trucks. So one time when we were there, my wife got tacos at the Mexican restaurant. Another time she was up with my daughter and mom at a restaurant because she's actually allergic to shellfish. So this is a religious experience that I have on my own.
Wow. You know, and I always say that I'm not a foodie, but here I am obsessed with this shrimp truck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yes, we need to make this trip. I mean, I would travel to Hawaii for the shrimp truck, the chocolate halpia pie, and the malasadas I'm going to talk about later.
And the
masubis.
And you have said.
If I could have those four things, I would get on a plane and go right now.
Well, and you have said that you will plan a vacation around a single meal. So I believe it.
So that's the North Shore, Shane. It's a really cool place. No matter where you're staying on the island of Oahu, you're going to want to take some time to check it out. We usually go when we are in Hawaii. We'll be there for about 8 days. And we will go to the North Shore probably two of those days, not necessarily full days, but, you know, for three quarters of a day. You know, we'll go up, we'll do the shrimp truck, we'll do the shops. Then another day, we'll go check out Waimea Valley or we'll go hang out at some beaches. Again, nothing's far. You can certainly make day trips out of most anything.
And so someone that maybe is doing their one trip to Hawaii, would they need to spend a day 2 days at North Shore?
I would say, you know, it depends. You know, if you're going to be island hopping, which is not something we're talking about on this episode, you know, you may want to, And so if you're going to be in Oahu, I really try, and this was going to be a pointer later, is really trying to find a balance between relaxation and visiting these places that I'm talking about. Do not feel like you have to fill up an itinerary with every day we're going and doing something, or you will completely miss the whole dang idea.
Yeah, not just a lot of spots, enjoying wherever you are, but just kind of missing the concept of Hawaii in general.
Absolutely. I would say out of everything that we've talked about from the times that I've been there, I would say you're talking probably about 4 days of your trip to hit all of this, which I wouldn't even recommend doing all of this on your trip. You know, the rest of the time you want to relax, you want to spend time at your resort, time at the beach, you know, time, and so make sure you have that time built in.
Gotcha. Good advice.
Because one of the things we haven't talked about is the time change. If you're coming from you know, eastern side of the United States, it's a pretty substantial time change. And so it will take you a while to kind of figure that out. And so you are going to be tired earlier in the morning or earlier in the evening. You will be waking up earlier, which makes for some fantastic mornings, you know, walking on the beach by yourself and getting some pictures and whatnot. But your body isn't going to be acting on the same clock as you would at home necessarily.
I think you mentioned this on our Aulani episode, is to not plan your luau night, your first night, to give yourself some time to adjust.
Yeah, and same type of thing. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so a couple things then. That takes us through the North Shore. A couple things in central Oahu that I want to talk about. The first is the Dola Plantation. And this is, if you're driving from Honolulu to Haliva, you're gonna drive past this, and it's a very big tourist destination. Emphasis on the word tourist. Anything you want that's made or looks like a pineapple or has a pineapple picture will be there.
So how much do you like the Dole Plantation, Ryan?
Not at all. It's not my thing.
Because it just occurred to me when I was looking at the notes that what is the connection between your love of the Dole Whip and then the Dole Plantation and Dole Hawaii? Is there a connection there?
Now, they do have Dole Whips at the Dole Plantation. I will tell you, they are very, very tasty. But that, for me personally, that would be the only reason to go. Now, they do have gardens. Gotcha. They have different activities. If I had really small kids, I think they would have loved this place. And it's just not my thing.
And you can get pineapple anywhere, right? You don't have to go to the plantation to get all the pineapple you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Absolutely. So the next thing is the Aloha Stadium Swap Meet. And this is at the Aloha, you know, the University of Hawaii football stadium. And they actually, on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, they have a swap meet. And it's kind of flea market, souvenir-esque. But you can also get some really nice things here. So if you're in Honolulu during that time, it's worth your time to check out. You can really get some bargain souvenirs here if you're kind of a bargain hunter, if you will.
Do they encourage bargaining and bartering? Yeah. Cool.
Absolutely. Fun. Absolutely.
It's part of the fun.
And then what most people think of when they think of central Oahu as far as a tourist attraction is Pearl Harbor. I've been to Pearl Harbor once, and I would say I went there mostly because we were traveling with my parents, and I felt like it was important for them.
Sure.
You know, and not that it wasn't important for me, but I think they felt the weight more than I did. And I'm really glad I went. It was an important place to see. The museum there is wonderful. The different sites there are really interesting. I'm really glad I went, and especially because you get the tickets through the National Park Service. And again, check when you go, because right now it's 7 days in advance. When I went about a year and a half ago, I believe it was 60 days in advance. So really want to, so they've changed it a bit because of the capacity issues. Sure. So make sure you check this out well in advance of your trip. And you could do that on the National Park site. Just type in, National Park Service, Pearl Harbor. They'll have all that there. And these tickets are free, but they're first come, first serve. And so you'll actually choose a time that you come and visit, and they will, they'll email you a ticket that you take with you. Now, Shane, there is a $1 processing fee.
Okay. Not too bad. if you've made it to Hawaii, that shouldn't be a problem.
So that gets you into several museum sites. It gets you on the boat tour out to the USS Arizona Memorial. But there are several other kind of VIP tours or other sites that you can pay for. That part is free. And for me, that was enough. If you are a World War II buff, if you have someone in your family that is connected to World War II, my guess is you're going to be wanting to go to those other places, and sure, they're all top notch. For me, a half day in Pearl Harbor, I can get everything done, no problem. For others, I would say it could definitely be a full day experience.
Sounds good.
And then we're over on the Leeward coast. We're on the western side of the island, if you will. And again, I won't talk much about this area. So go back and listen to episode 3, where I talk about Ko'olina, which is my favorite part of to stay in Oahu. It's a resort community with man-made lagoons. It's where Aulani is. It's where there's a Four Seasons there. There's a Marriott there. It's kind of a resort area with golf. The one thing I do want to talk about with the Leeward coast is Kapolei. And Kapolei is a really nice shopping area. And it's kind of equidistant between Ko'olina and Honolulu. So it's kind of a good stop. And one of the things here, and this isn't a secret, but Leonard's Bakery, which is a well-known Honolulu bakery, has a food truck here in the Home Depot parking lot. And what they are known for is malasadas. And do you remember from episode 3 what malasadas are, Shane?
I think I'm going to need you to tell us again.
They are a Portuguese version of donuts. And they are fried there fresh. So when I order the malasadas, I have to wait for them to make the malasadas. And they are either sugared or they are stuffed. Or they are sugared and stuffed. So you can get them with powdered sugar. You can get them with Lihing powder, which is kind of a black licorice kind of powder. Or you can get them stuffed with vanilla custard, chocolate custard, coconut custard. They are amazing. They are absolutely amazing.
And they're in the Home Depot parking lot. I don't think Home Depot when I think Hawaii, is good to know.
But it is, and it's one of those things where, everybody knows about it, but it's also, you don't have to go to the downtown Honolulu Leonard's to get malasadas. Now, that's all they have at the food truck. But if that's what you want, it's right there. And on our way to the resort, before we've even checked into the resort, sometimes we've picked those up. The day that we went over to High Diamond Head, we needed a little more energy. So we stopped and picked those up. Oh, man, they're good. They're absolutely good.
So,
and then
that's what you want, if the malasadas are what you want, but it sounds like the malasadas are what you want. So
they are what you want. Right. And I remember our first time flying back from Hawaii, the guy in front of me went into the plane. And he handed the flight attendants a box of Leonard's malasadas. And you can tell because it's a bright pink box. And he just said, I want to thank you for, helping us with our flight tonight. And I just wanted to say thank you. And I turned back to my wife and I'm like, gosh darn it, that guy's going to get all the free drinks he wants on this flight.
Brilliant. That'll be something great to him. That'll make your trip back, that long flight back, a lot more comfortable if you bring the flight crew back. Yes.
You see that pink box everywhere. And boy, they are so, so good. And then I would say, again, just to throw out a food that I like is the musubi. And the musubi is kind of a Hawaiian snack. And it is, it's kind of like a large piece of sushi roll. Mm-hmm. It's sushi rice with a piece of spam, often like teriyaki flavored spam,
okay,
and then wrapped with nori or seaweed. And you just take it, and it's just kind of like a little bite, a little snack. And it's not necessarily something that I would have when I'm home, even though I made them last weekend. but in Hawaii, it just tastes good. And they're everywhere. They're everywhere from nice restaurants to gas stations to everywhere you go. And it's just something very Hawaiian.
Do you hear that, folks? Spam in the nice restaurants.
Spam in the nice restaurants.
So don't be so hard on spam.
So what do you think, Shane? What parts of this tour that we had of Oahu today sound the most appealing to you?
Oh, wow. Where to even begin with that? Because I do like a nice scenic drive. So that H3 through the middle of the island sounds uh-huh. good. I love the beach. So any of those, you know, like the North Shore. Also, I've never been surfing, but it is fun to watch any surfing. And I can only imagine that that's another level at the North Shore.
And one thing I didn't mention that you would be interested in, I've certainly done some of these, is there's a lot of little hikes. So on that road up to Kailua, there's a lot of places you can pull off and do, you know, a mile or so out to the edge of the, to see the ocean and stuff like that. So there's a lot of little hikes and a lot of bigger hikes too.
I think that's something I've never heard mention of camping in Hawaii. Are there any like campsites, like backpacking?
I don't know about backpacking necessarily, but there would be a lot of day hiking.
Okay.
That's how I would manage it anyway.
So I would definitely be interested in that. And then, you know, definitely that shrimp truck and a malasada.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hey, if you are looking for a resource that I highly recommend for taking this trip, a book that I've used multiple times, and like I said, I'm old school. I like to actually have a book in front of me, but I know you can get an app version of this too, is Oahu Revealed. And there's the Revealed series for each of the islands, but I have found the Oahu Revealed book particularly helpful. It has all of these major things that we've talked about today and a ton of minor things, you know, these small little hikes, these small beaches that you wouldn't necessarily know about unless you were there. So you're going to want to check that out. And we will have that in the show notes as well so that you can go and check that out. We will also have a link to episode number 3. So if you want to go back and hear about Kolina and Awani, you could do so.
Yeah, it looks like that book is between $15 and $18.
Yeah.
Probably well worth it.
And you will find it everywhere on the island as well, but I would recommend getting it beforehand so you can kind of map some stuff out.
Bookmark some pages.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, absolutely.
If you're currently working with a travel advisor, we encourage you to reach out to them about planning a vacation. If you don't have a trusted travel advisor, we would love to help you plan your next amazing vacation.
Reach out to me at ryan@creatingmagicvacations.com. That's R-Y-A-N @creatingmagicvacations.com.
Most families are confused and overwhelmed when planning a vacation. We work with you to plan a trip perfect for your interests, saving you time, money, and stress. So a lot of more cosmopolitan.